I was thinking like a intro, like an intro into this, like a better one. Like we get like Lewis to do like a little tune,
Oh
and then
yeah,
we
I
get an intro, and
definitely want
then
like a tune, yeah.
yeah, no, like an intro that we just attach onto the front every time.
Yeah, I do too.
But
I'd
yeah,
also like to
because
do.
I don't want to be banging the drums all
That's pretty shit
the
that
time.
you
Yeah,
have to
I
do that
know.
again.
I
Let's.
know.
What I
Yeah.
would like to do is like do a snippet of the podcast at the front. So you take something from the conversation and then put it at the front for like 5 seconds as like a taster, and then
Right.
you do your intro, and then you're like, "Hello, welcome to Telborg."
No, yeah, no. I don't want any like intro. I want there to be like a specific intro that we just attach onto it every time, and then we just talk. Because I feel like the intro stops it a bit. You get what I mean?
So you never want to do like, "Hey, welcome to Telborg."
Yeah, no. Like just have that as like a designated already like
Oh right,
yeah,
I
done
see.
pre-done thing, and then we just edit it in.
Okay.
And then it just like fades in. Fades in.
Okay.
Magical conversation.
Right.
Okay.
That
Right.
makes
What?
sense. Yeah, I could do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, this one's called First Date Theory.
The first date
Yeah, I
theory.
named this one
We've
because
got some things to
I
talk
got some bones
about. Okay,
to
so we got some things to talk about.
Yeah, but we'll just see how it goes. Basically, we're gonna name these podcasts before.
Whoa. We don't know this yet. We don't. We haven't
All right,
decided
right
yet.
now though, we're gonna
You're
name.
naming this one episode. Okay, how
Right,
about that?
but how I want to do it is name the podcast, and then we start off with that, and then obviously we're probably just gonna end up on wanking and porn again, but
Oh,
yeah, you know it, yeah. But I just want to name it before we do anything else. So this one's that one. Do you know what I did want to say? I did want to mention with the whole dating scene is that I do think it's becoming more balanced.
balanced
Balanced, yeah.
in what way?
Because, right, I feel like there's more girls like saying, I'll pay for this. Oh, I'll take you here, type thing.
Oh, so
Do you know, they're being more like they're playing more of a role instead of the
rather
guy
just
just
expecting.
impressing the
Well,
girl.
that's like traditional dating, isn't it? That's
Yeah, I think
what.
that tradition is going out the window now.
Yeah, but I kind of like the idea of paying for like first dates and
I
that.
like the idea of me trying to impress her,
Yeah.
but I suppose it is nice when it switches around a
Yeah, I
bit.
don't really like it when they like expect it.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Like, yeah, when
But
they expect it. Yeah,
I'm
'cause that's the
totally
thing.
fine like paying for first
Yeah.
dates and things. I really like it,
Yeah,
no,
because they
because
always end up paying, but when they don't
I
expect it, I'm
want
like, I like you
I
a
want them to pretend and go along with the fact
Yeah,
that
just
they're gonna
pretend, man. You
pay,
don't
and
have to
they'll be
pay, just
like, when
pretend,
I
man.
suggest that
Yeah.
I'll pay, I want them to be
Yeah,
surprised.
yeah,
Oh,
yeah.
there you
It's
go.
like I want every other guy to argue with them and go, no, you have to pay. What the frick, man? We're equal, right? I want them all to do that, and then I want to be the guy who goes, no. I got this one.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, because I have no money right now.
No girlfriend.
Yeah, no girlfriend, no money.
So I just signed into our account. I'm trying to check out if we've actually got any views yet.
All those times you use a name, man.
10 views! 10 views! And they're all you!
I know, right? Okay,
Just checking up on it.
it was on about six, right? And then I clicked on it, and then I listened to it, went to sleep listening to it, and then the next day I was like, "Whoa, it's got 7 views! Click on it, see if anyone's commented." Went down, and then it was playing, and then I did that about another 2 times.
Right. I think because it's gonna be such a big deal when we finally get like a view. I want whoever
Alright, should we leave it as 10 now?
Whoever watches it, drop a comment and we'll make you a personalised Telborg podcast.
Yeah, just all about you. It's going to be about 2 hours just about you. Yeah.
just put in the comment like...
Number 11. Yeah. Number 11 view.
Yeah, just put like, hey.
All right, okay,
I'm
Alan,
your first view.
Alan, we can't go anywhere near that video then. We can only like go past it and see the view.
Yeah.
Actually, no let's just go through this account.
There, yeah.
Okay, what view, how many views has it got? 10.
10. It's on 10.
All right, okay.
But I have to... Oh, we also have the...
My mind's going to explode.
We also have the Podbean thing as well. So we are available on Podbean. You can download this podcast.
What's with those freaking people?
I'm trying to go through telling people how to get our podcast
Okay, all right.
So far, we're available on YouTube and we're available on Podbean.
Yeah.
Podbean, you can download the podcast so you can listen to it while
Boring, boring. All right, what I was going to say is those people who followed us, right? What did you say that they were?
I think they're just like those weird people that just... follow everything.
That's so off-putting. I got that on my Twitter. There was like...
You have Twitter?
Yeah, follow. Hayley Williams, and that's about it.
That's something we can talk about.
Wow! If you don't know who Hayley Williams is, stop listening to this right now.
Oh, man. Ben has a
huge crush. Yeah, she is the one.
She's not.
She just
she's
needs
married,
to break up with that husband of hers. and I'll just swoop in.
What she's missing.
Yeah, I'm just gonna get a VIP meet and greet and be like, I've been through the same thing.
I don't know. There's nothing you could say in a meet and greet because they.
I was
they
saying
hear
this
it.
To you. Is I think it was you, wasn't it? Yeah. If I did the meet and greet, is there a certain choice of words I could do that would get me to a date? Yeah, in a specific order. Like, there could be any choice of words, but is there just a line that I could say that would get her?
Line and, like, the way you say it.
Yeah.
Just a way of doing it.
Or is it completely impossible? Completely impossible. I think there's a line. I think nobody's ever said that line though before.
I feel like
I think when I say it, everyone will turn around and go, "Right, he's got it, man. He's on."
I don't know, man. I feel like in a meet and greet.
You're already beta male.
Yeah, but exactly. They're already beta male, but everybody there, it fancies the fuck out of her. Let's be honest.
Yeah, no.
Everyone's
even the girls
like
fancy.
Everyone
the
wants to
yeah.
do that.
Yeah.
So she's just on
do
complete
that.
Lockdown, and she's like,
"Yeah." And she's how many times do you think she's had it? Oh my god, I like you so much.
Oh yeah.
You saved my life
so
many times. I like you. Yeah, she gets it 24/7.
Oh man.
God damn it! I'd hate to be a celebrity.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about Hayley Williams a lot.
Yeah, this is going to get back to me somehow. The dating theory, though, I wanted to talk about that before I forget because we're going off on a tangent.
That's fine. Tangent's good.
Yeah, but not when I really need to say something.
Okay.
Right, okay. This dating theory I've got, right?
Wait. We've got 6 people who are following us, including ourselves. All these people. Look, these are hot women following us. They're so.
There's
not
three.
Real.
They're so. She's
not
so not real. What
she's
the fuck?
Not real.
She is so not real. That is like, that is super. Is that a penguin?
It's like
have we got
yeah,
a penguin.
Yeah, yeah. I think they're like the preset.
We got Lewis as well.
But these are like photoshopped and looking like supermodels. Or
see, I don't know why. Right, so their objective is to get us to follow them.
Oh, look, she's following 221 people. She's got 5 followers. She's not uploaded anything, so it's not real.
Why would she want to follow her then? Why would she want us to follow her? Is it so she can put adverts up?
Yeah, it was something like that. Yeah, it'll be something like that.
Because she gets paid for adverts, probably. Speaking of getting paid for adverts... if anyone wants any advertisement,
our audience,
our audience, man,
oh,
yeah.
man.
Oh man,
I don't even know what... Because advertising a product, you need to be of a specific genre or you it's a topic that you regularly touch on. But we're not really doing that. We're just chatting shit.
Do you know what is a... do you know what is a poop, crap, freaking idea? Those guys in Chester who hold the fish and chip shop signs, and they hold the sign, it's like, fish and chip shop this way.
Did you just say Chester?
Oh, no! I mean, Chinester.
Sorry, we'll just cut it out.
Yeah, that's it, we're getting, man. We can't be arsed doing any editing. Right, yeah, but in that certain place, right, you get those people who have, like, the fish and chip shop, the fish and chip shop signs, right?
I don't even know what you're and the, about.
Don't you know?
No.
When you're walking through that certain place.
Right.
Right, and then you get, like, a guy who's holding a, like, pole with a sign on. Going,
saying, like, this way.
Yeah, saying, like, this way, yeah, this shop, this
like,
way.
Like, Subway. And
right? And don't you always find there's always a group of kids around that guy, and they're always, like, goths, and always just talking about some shit. They're always like, yeah, what are you fucking what?
No, I've never seen that.
Right, okay, I obviously go out more.
Yeah, I haven't been outdoors for...
But I think that's a terrible promotional idea. I wonder how much money they get. It must be under minimum wage. That is shocking if they get more than minimum wage. Because
well,
it's
they have
shit.
To get paid. It will either be their business. I don't know. I
it
don't
ain't
know
their business. No, there's always little kids. I reckon they're under 16, they get paid like whatever.
Because they have those ones that you dance with. You know, those signs that you dance with. You throw them up in the air. And you
no, that's only in America.
I've
that's
seen
only
here.
The
I've
land,
seen,
the
I've
dream.
Seen them here. But they're probably take, they're probably taken from America.
They'll take skill, though.
But yeah, yeah, I know. But you also have no idea which way the thing is, because they're spinning it around. But it's just a way to catch your eye, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just a blur as well, because yeah. you can't read it, because you're too busy spinning it. I think those, what do you call those guys? The guys that do this? The guys that do that?
Mexican wave.
No, the freaking the inflatable things outside like the car
oh,
shop.
Oh, the like airmen. They're like sausage men.
Yeah, what
or
they
spaghetti
called?
Men or something.
Spaghetti men. Now that is a good freaking marketing
yeah, that
thing.
Is cool.
Every time I see one of them,
everyone
I'm like,
likes it. Likes it, so.
I want them in my house. Do you know what we need to get one for? Telborg.
Stop freaking
I'm sorry,
whacking
I'm sorry.
This table, man.
I'm sorry, man. But I think we should get one for Telborg.
They probably cost so much to run, the pump of air.
Yeah, and I think it's pretty loud as well.
Yeah.
I remember going past one, it was like...
If, like, Telborg becomes, like, a huge festival, then we can get them. We can get loads of them.
Yeah, we can get, like, at least two. Nice. I bet they actually don't cost that much either. I've actually already looked
we'd
online,
probably,
they
like,
don't cost that much.
You'd probably rent them as well. You could probably rent really big ones.
Nah. I want one like, you know, like Jorvik. Something that we can just like, always have.
Yeah.
I was talking about the whale.
Oh, Jorvik, the whale.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we have... Oh shit, so when you last week... On last week's episode...
Yeah, last week's episode,
you brought up... four people in the room, we forgot Jorvik.
Yeah, we did, that's because he's always under the influence
yeah,
in the other room.
He's never here.
Yeah, he's never here, man. He's always on his own tangent doing some shit. How's your poi going?
I don't know, where are they? Did you just see them?
Do you know what I saw the other day? Oh, what was it? He's some... Oh, that's it! It's, do you know that video? That's, oh, sugar. That Saturn song that I the Saturn song that I said was the most emotional song I've ever listened to.
Yeah.
Right, there was another one done by them, and it's this guy who does poi, right? Okay. I need like a separate table that I can work in. Right, there's a guy that does poi, and there's this whole of the song that he does, and it's him like spinning round the poi things, but it's like loads of lights like flinging off from it.
Oh, is it a spark, like wire wool? Is it like on fire?
Yeah, it looks like it's on fire, but he's reverse, like the video's all in reverse, so it looks like it's going into the human being.
Oh, well, that's cool. Yeah. Wire wool, you can basically, the same idea with poi, you get a chain and a thing, you attach it to your hand, get the chain, and then you get like, just have you got wire wool for like cleaning pipes and stuff, like or scraping stuff.
In, is that in what makes work. The fire thing?
Yeah, you set it on fire. It's made of steel, but like when it's, because it's really thin, it just burns really, really quickly. And when you spin it around, it creates sparks and it looks really, really cool.
Can I say my freaking first date theory now?
Oh, whatever, go on.
Right, because I want to get out of the way. Right, my first date theory, it is... Well, it's not really a theory, I wouldn't say.
Oh, freaking
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Right, okay. Like everyone's saying, you gotta take her out, and it's gotta be... oh, my God!
You just had an epiphany.
Oh, my God, I forgot. Right, I was on the bus, right, the other day, and I had this amazing epiphany, right? Why the frick do we feed dogs by hand? Wait.
Dude.
Stay with me, right? Okay, right. You're a dog, right? Here's the food. Eat it. Why would you put it in their mouth like that?
What are you on about?
Why would you grab the food and shove it into their mouth?
I thought the whole point of training dogs is you're not supposed to hand feed them. Just like put it on the floor. I may be wrong, but I just heard that. I think I heard that you're not supposed to hand feed dogs. It's like training them wrong or something.
Well, basically, I saw this woman with a dog, and she had the treat, and she was like, "Here we go," and she just shoved it in the dog's face, and the dog was like, "What the frick?"
Because dogs don't have hands. I think like because normally you'd give it to a person and they take it with their hand. Dog doesn't have a hand; it's a face, and they're just like, "Yeah."
Yeah, but don't you want to put it on the floor and at least smell it?
No, because then it'll get dirty. You don't want to...
Dog doesn't care about freaking
dirt,
mate.
Yeah, but you don't want to get it, you know, it's better to hand feeding than, like, put it on some floor that's covered in fur and...
fur! It's own fur! It
maybe somebody who stood on... Maybe
fur.
Someone who stood in shit walked along that bit of floor.
Yeah, dog
and then,
shit.
Yeah, and then the dog's like, oh... What the hell, man? I was just freaking gonna eat that.
The bus.
I was gonna freaking eat that. Like, what the hell?
Anyway, I thought that was freaking amazing.
That's
and I was
not,
on the
that's
bus
not
like.
Even an epiphany.
Actually, it might have been the song I was
that's
listening to.
That's actually not an epiphany. An epiphany is a moment of realization. You didn't realize shit. You just had a dumbass thought.
I thought it was my fault. That was pretty freaking cool.
Oh, whatever.
I was like, well, why do we put it in their mouths, man? Why don't we just put it down so they can, like, know what they're eating?
Like a dog cares.
They might care. My dog cares.
Yeah, your dog's really weird, though.
Every time I go to give her something, she puts it down because she knows I've poisoned it.
Yeah, she's
well,
like...
she thinks she knows. I don't poison shit. I don't even know where to buy poison.
Yeah. Your dog is literally like I swear it thinks it's more intelligent than you and your dad and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just like
100% she thinks I'm trying to kill her.
Yeah, and it's like,
do you know what a really sad moment happened the other day? My dog.
You can say Kaizen.
Alright, okay. My dog's named that name, right? She's always been a bit of a badass.
Someone's just googling Kaizen.
Yeah, no! Yeah. Right, she's always been a bit of a badass.
Yeah, she is.
And
badass.
To be fair, we've always disliked her for it, because it's always like, my dad's always like, she's such a bully. I wish she wouldn't bully other dogs. And then the other day, she lost her first fight. Well, little scrap. Because my dad goes on this, like... He goes on this, like, walking thing with this... With this old lady. And, my... Kaizen always, like, freaking... Like, dominates him. And stuff like that. And it's all the time a dog's just like making sure he's in his place. But it's a bit too much, to be honest. And then finally, this other dog just like absolutely beat the crap out of her.
Wow.
Like, Kaizen jumped over the fence. This other dog jumped over the fence. My dad, everyone was over on this side of the fence. And then the other dog like was like running for the ball, hit into Kaizen. Kaizen was like, don't you freaking, went for it. And then the other dog just went, bum, 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 and Kaizen was like, bah, 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 bah.
Oh, man.
And everyone was like, what just happened?
Oh, man.
Kaizen just got battered.
Oh, man.
And it was so, it was like she deserved it because she kept doing it. But it was like a really sad moment because
she just got alpha male.
A mighty beast has fallen. I think it's something to do with her hips. I think she's got sore hips now.
Yeah, when they get, like Russell used to do that. Russell was Jack Russell, and he's typical Jack Russell. He's like really aggressive to other dogs, and then all his life, like, you'd pick on like Rottweilers and stuff and start fights and things. And then when he got old, he had that incident where the dog cut his throat, and he had to go to the vets for an emergency stitch up.
How did that happen?
Like a dog, again, it was like he was walking along in the dark and a dog jumped over the fence onto him and he just didn't know he was there. So like they both freaked out.
Yeah.
They just didn't know they were there.
Dog actually cut it. Sorry.
Yeah. Like,
so he went behind him and went.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Literally,
man.
Like, it was a huge gash right across his throat because he was made, he had that like doggy neck fat, you know, it was quite saggy.
Yeah.
I think that kind of saved his life a bit. But he did lose a lot of blood, for considering he's just a little dog, he lost an awful lot of blood. But then we had to take him to the emergency vets at like 2 a.m.
Jesus Christ, his story is so freaking depressing. Fuck,
he's fine,
man.
He was fine, he was just like,
what have we gone down into?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
He was a little troop, but after that, he was like really tame and well behaved. But
yeah,
he would see other dogs. And he would grumble, and then he would like pretend that he'd not seen them.
Oh, so man, that's like, what I do. Shit, man.
Yeah, he like taught him a lesson because I guess it's just when they get older, they're like. Oh.
Yeah, they don't want. They know their body can't do it anymore.
Poor doggies.
Get some dating statistics up.
Dating statistics.
Yeah.
Are you gonna go for your theory or what?
Right. It basically was. In my opinion, and a lot of people disagree with me because I've had lots of conversations with like learning guys and whatnot, is that I think it should be wacky. No, wait, that's too energetic of a word. I would say just like something that you remember, like a first date, you're here to impress, everyone takes them out to a bar. Everyone takes them out to a restaurant. But you don't want to do that because everyone does it, right? So you want to be remembered. Right?
Keep going.
Right, so my theory is that it should be something you've never done before and you think that she's never done before. That's my theory. So no matter how shit it is, it should just be something different. Say if you went KFC, the little kid ball pool in that. If you just both jumped in there, I reckon that'd be a better date than taking her to a fancy restaurant. She's been taken. If you're taking her to a fancy restaurant, loads of other guys are taking her to a fancy restaurant, right?
Can I stop you?
Right. Okay. Go on. What? What?
Not gonna shoot you down. Right. Not gonna shoot you down.
Thanks, man.
But this. Theory, you seem to be projecting your type, rabbit ears again, of girl that you like. So a girl that would be up for that sounds like the kind of girl that you would like. Not everyone's like that.
No, I'm speaking like in, yeah, alright, yeah, it goes well for me, but I'm speaking in general, bruh.
I agree with you, that would be a type of date that I would like. Because it would be cool. It would be like, oh, this is different. Oh, let's do this.
But, shit, man.
But
you're a girl.
I totally get that Not everyone's like that, but people, you know, when you're on a first date, you're nervous, you're hot and sweaty. Sometimes you do just want simple, and alcohol's always great because it does make you more confident.
I don't like bringing in alcohol to it, because I think that's like a little force field, a little shield for people. Do you know what I mean? So they can be themselves and then just say, oh, sorry, I was drunk.
I hate people who use, oh, I was drunk as an excuse.
Except for your birthday party. That is the only time I can say I was drunk.
You weren't even that bad.
Seen the video. I was ignorant.
If we get 10 million subscribers, we'll post that video.
No, freaking 20 million, mate. I am not letting that video get out. That is shocking. I was dancing, woo! Yeah! Dancing with Summers in the middle of your living room while everyone was watching, like, as he had, like, two beers.
Yeah, that's what you're always like. Literally, you're always like that when you have a drink.
Yeah, but it's worse when nobody else is there.
It's just I recorded it that one time, so...
Oh, man, it's shocking, that video. That's why I need to get a new memory for that song that we played there. That song that I really liked, what was it called? Let's Go Home. Coming Home. Let's Go Home. Coming Home.
The really, like... intense one.
Yeah, it goes on for a while. And at that party, I remember dancing to it.
Oh, right.
And I was like, whoa, Alan, yeah! And then everyone's like, can you calm down? And then I freaking picked up that weight, smacked it on Lewis's foot.
Oh, you flipping... I was thinking about that the other day,
actually. I broke your tile.
Yeah, so there was a... like a tiled floor, and there was just not an... Why was there a weight in there?
One of your weights.
Yeah, it was like a barbell, and like, I think it was like just like 40 kilos of weight. Yeah. Not too much. It was just in there for some reason. I don't know why, on the tiled floor.
Like, Lewis and Rob are having like a proper in-depth conversation. I come running in after annoying everyone else in the other room. And I come running in and go, wow! And then I just pick up the weight. The other one lands on the floor, cracks the thing. The other one falls off, lands on Lewis's foot.
Smash my tiled floor. My mother's tiled My mother's tiled floor.
That is like, as soon as that happened, I just instantly sobered up and was just like, what the frick are you doing,
God.
Man? Chill out, step back, bro.
Yeah.
That was pretty embarrassing for me, but...
Dear.
There's been worse times, but that's for another episode.
Yeah. We have got a lot of
stories.
Oh dear.
What's your ideas on a first date then?
I don't know. I'd like to know the person first a little bit. Doesn't have to be like, you know, we're best friends, mate, but I'd like to know them for maybe a couple of weeks first.
Wait, no, it's a first date.
Yeah, no, I don't really want to date a random stranger.
No, that scenario, no. This scenario... You've met this.
This is my scenario.
I'm pitching the scenario. This is my. You've met this girl online, and you spoke to her for like 4 days, and then you've just randomly you've jumped in straight away, deep end. I'll take you out on a date next week. And she said yeah, and now you're going on a date. What are you gonna do?
Hey, I'd just take it to a bar.
Oh, that's so lame.
I mean, it totally depends on the girl. Like, surely if I'd been talking to her and I want to go on a date with her, I would have discussed like what she likes and stuff.
So that she's so
if
lame.
There's if, like if we're bonding over.
No.
If we're bonding over climbing or something, then I'll take her up a hill. Or like if she. if she's just a bog standard, don't really know what she is.
Yeah,
you don't really know anything about her still. Yeah. Probably just take it to a bar. Keep it simple. She's going to love it because I'm amazing.
Right. I'm talking about you don't know the girl. You don't know what she's into.
Is take them for a meal.
Why do people go for meals on the first date?
Yeah, that's weird. That is weird.
I'm so surprised people don't walk out on me.
Good. It's just, it's like...
I get food all over my mouth.
Face, yeah.
I get it on my forehead. I get it absolutely everywhere. And I know I'm speaking to them with food all over my mouth. But there's so much, there's no point in me trying to get it off. It's literally, I go for a bath or I stay on the date. And when the more posh a restaurant you go to, the more quirky the food is and the more difficult it is to get off the stuff. Like there was that place with like little like garlic roll spreads with like bacon on it, but it was like hung on this like lamp thing. It was supposed to be like a lamp, the garlic bread rolls. And then it was like, how the frick am I supposed to get this off? And then you're supposed to get it off with your fingers. And I'm there like, and she's just there like, whoa, he's going for it.
Oh, wow.
I got that everywhere. Oh. And I was wearing a white top.
Oh, shit.
I didn't give a fuck. I probably should have, though, if she didn't message me back.
Oh, wow. What time are we on? We're on 31 minutes, so shall we do our Tailborg song list for this week?
Alright, should we always do it at 30?
Yeah, yeah.
Alright, okay.
Because we can keep
going.
Wait,
have you got one?
Yeah, we were gonna do Can I Get Witcher? Biggie.
Can I Get Witcher?
Yeah.
Yeah, alright, wait. You gotta get the song up so we can say the right name.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because we're probably
going to... What I'm going to do is I'm going to make on the YouTube channel a playlist with every one of our songs, so it'll build up over time.
But then it won't be a surprise.
No, we'll add to it during our podcast, so we'll add a song each week.
It's Christmas.
What are you on about?
It's Christmas soon.
I know.
No freaking way! It's come so fast. I don't get any presents though anymore.
Why not? Too poor.
Yeah. Poor. Do you get money off your relatives?
Do I get money?
Yeah, like large amounts of money.
I used to, when I was a kid, I used to get like usually around £150 combined between my... Oh shit, I shouldn't say that, should I? I'll delete that. I used to get money, yeah, I used to get a little bit more.
Wait, why delete that one?
Because you're not supposed to, like, put... I don't know, I just feel it's like...
It's too late now.
I'll delete it.
You won't. No,
I will.
You think you won't, mate. Wait, enter this one. No, why, mate? I've never got, like, large amounts of money from any relatives. I think the most I got was 15 quid once. And I think it was my birthday. I think that was like off two people. No, that was off the whole family. 15 quid. I was like, come on, bro. I got things to buy.
All right, mate, I'm deleting all this anyway. You can't put this in.
Yeah, what? Why can't we put this in?
It's like asking people what they earn for their job. It's just
It's free money. It's like, oh, did you pick up a quid off the floor?
I'm deleting it.
Why, man?
Right. This week's song.
No, he's going to delete something beforehand. Listen to me. Guys, he's breaking.
Right, shut up.
Judas.
Ladies and gentlemen, this week's song is The Notorious B.I.G. Can I Get Witcher by Paxel Remix. It's a very summery, happy song.
Fuck until I know it's bleed.
It's a summery, happy song. Makes you feel good. You get to dance to it. That's going to be the
winter,
song.
Winter time. So we're giving you a summer
song. Yeah, we're giving you a summer
song. Yeah, we're
going to
mix it up like that.
Well, these podcasts are going to be eternal, so...
These are eternal, yeah.
At the end of the...
I've always liked this song.
It is good.
I remember telling you in a certain flat, in a certain place, how I wanted that song. No, wait, no, it was Tupac song. It was a Tupac song.
I know which one you're on about. We'll probably put that in a future week.
Yeah.
In fact, we can put that in the next episode because we're recording a few.
All right, okay, yeah. Because I'm, like, okay, that song. All right, I'll leave that for next episode. Vikings was freaking amazing.
Alright.
The new episode of Vikings?
Yeah, okay.
OMG!
So we should probably lay some groundwork here.
Man.
We are
Viking fans.
We have Viking an unhealthy season. Obsession with Ragnar. Vikings.
Unhealthy obsession with Lagatha, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vikings. And the show is great. So
the show is amazing. To be fair, the first series was a bit, well, alright, get on with it.
The first episode, literally the first episode, I didn't like. And the rest of the thing, I loved.
Lagatha was in the first episode, though.
Yeah, I know, but the shitty Bjorn character.
was... Bitch Bjorn, you
yeah,
mean.
Bitch Bjorn.
Yeah, he ain't no bitch no more.
I mean, yeah, he's badass now. But
yeah, he called, like, that guy's face up for no reason, man. Yeah. Well, he was trying to kill him.
Whoa, spoilers.
Yeah, whoa man, shit. Oh
you're
shit,
in someone's face.
Oh no. Yeah, you may as well not watch it now.
Yeah,
but it's an amazing series.
Yeah, you should watch it. But we just watched it, is it season 4 part 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, really, yeah. Really cool, I liked it.
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing, that series, and I cannot wait for the
poor
next
poor Floki
one.
Crying.
Oh man, I love you! I love you!
You start crying.
That is you saying that to me.
No.
That is. No. If Alan ever said he loved me, I think I would cry.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, I would cry. That's down in tears, man. He's so emotionally closed. Closed off, but I'm just picking away. I've been picking away for 20 years now.
So I've told you I love you at some point.
Yeah, only when you're freaking under the influence. It's never been a sober really? I love you. And a sober I love you.
I don't know, man.
Is that I love you indeed?
I don't know, man.
Maybe you should say it now.
No.
Come on, bro.
Say it now.
Please, love me.
I need something for maximum.
Oh, man.
Maximum shebang.
Wait, are you going to say it after you kill me?
Yeah, of course.
All right, okay. But I won't be able to hear you over the loud interstellar music you got going on.
I got the next song. Found it.
Alan's going to kill me one day.
Yeah, he annoys me so much.
But I don't mind. I deserve to die.
I'm literally just going to... Oh, I have sweet dreams about how I'm going to kill you, man.
Yeah, he's already...
Oh, man, could you imagine if you die in the future? And then, like, I just... I'm around, so I'm the suspect of your murder. And then they find...
Yeah. Oh, you're screwed, man.
Oh, man.
You are screwed.
They, yeah, like, comes up in the court case. Like, they just play it.
If I am
and
dead.
And they're like, no!
Yeah. You got no evidence. And the guy's like, wait a minute. Yeah. He's going to cut my throat, by the way. So if anyone cuts my throat, it's 100% Alan.
Everything for you. Oh, everything.
Oh, roided Ryan.
What's wrong with you? Why are you so twitchy and weird?
Have you got the next song up?
Yeah, it's we're not doing it for like half an hour though.
Alright, okay, whatever.
End of the episode, mate.
Alright. What's with you and not being able to lie?
I used to be able to lie. I just find it very
this
difficult.
Is so bullshit.
No. Let me just go into like
this
how
is I... a lie.
No, yeah, it is. Okay, kind of. There's a difference between like going, oh my.
We were playing a card
red.
Game. Oh man.
My underwear's red. See, that's a lie because my underwear's blue right now. That's that sort of thing I can deal with. But in cards...
Did you just put your cock hand on my face?
No, I didn't. But in cards, there's a lot of pressure because you have to rely on that lie. You know, you.
This is so fucked up.
And I find it very difficult to lie like that.
Sometimes you say things and I'm just like, shit, I don't know whether I'm supposed to be here. Maybe I'm supposed to be in, like,
supposed to be here.
I'm supposed to be in Harvard somewhere.
Harvard.
Going,
I don't know. Am I retarded?
I think we're retarded.
Yeah.
I think we should get the doctors rolling.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know anyone else who speaks this retarded.
Jesus.
And Lewis knows it. I don't think Rob knows it yet, though.
Lewis knows we're retarded.
Yeah.
Should we introduce Lewis and Rob?
Not their second names, man. Like, what do you mean?
Should we just tell people about what they're like, who they are?
Lewis is the grumpy... Lewis is Mr. Buzz Killington.
Yeah.
If you've got... I did not know that was your foot.
You just tickling my foot.
I thought that was the chair.
You just tickling my foot. What are you doing?
Oh, man. You're like gently caressing
my foot.
I was so lightly doing it. That was horrible. Oh, my God.
Maybe we've got some celebrations left.
Oh, man, we've still got those celebrations. Oh, is it still Bounty? Fuck Brownie, man. I ate all the ginger biscuits downstairs, by the way.
Co-op later and get some food.
Yeah. Maybe there's that girl still there.
Yeah.
They're going to hide behind the freaking biscuit aisle. Again.
Wow.
Yeah, Lewis is Mr. Buzz Killington. If you have the best idea ever, if it's in the morning and you pitch the best idea ever, he'll just be like...
Oh, yeah, he wakes up like 2 p.m.
Well,
every
I don't
day.
Like that idea.
And he's so grumpy.
Yeah, he'd be like, his main thing is, if you want. It's like, oh, do you want to go freaking this place? We can go up this mountain and do river swim. It's like, if you want.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh my God, Lewis.
He's so funny.
Freaking.
Especially when he actually gets in a mood.
The funniest guy ever.
You can just, oh, he's so angry when he's in a mood.
He's so upper class. So he's angry.
Yeah, we just like, we are the degenerates of the friendship group.
Yeah, we are.
And he's like super upper class, super fancy.
His parents do not like us. They call me a bad influence. They call Rob scruffy.
Oh man.
We weren't even allowed to stay over.
Yeah.
The last weekend we were there, we weren't even allowed to stay over. They were like, don't let Ben and Alan stay over.
Rob's parents said...
Rob's parents said that, I think you should get some new friends.
Oh man.
You can't get rid of us, man. Leech is gonna leech. Man, we should probably start dressing nicer or something.
Yeah, I don't think that'll work.
I think we've already put our rep down. Yeah. I think nothing's gonna work at this point. Oh man. At least my dad's alright.
What are you on about?
He did call you retarded, though.
When was that?
When you heard about that job thing.
Oh, that was an accident.
Oh, man, that was hilarious. Yeah, he said you were retarded.
It wasn't like I was guaranteed to gonna get the job. It was just like...
Alan got offered the job and he turned it down.
I didn't get offered the job.
He wanted the job and he turned it down.
He was like, I've got this chef job.
He said, Alan,
do you have any experience?
Do you want this job? And you're like, no fucking wait, mate.
No, I just didn't... I didn't talk about the relevant experience. I was under a lot of pressure because I was on a job interview.
Whatever, man. Oh, man. Do you still have that oversized suit that you used to go job interviews with?
Which one?
Which one?
I have
the
three
one your brother gave you.
I have three suits.
They're all oversized.
I think two are. I think
you
two
look
are.
Like a parachute when you were going away.
I don't think I'd ever been to a job interview with my big ones.
I'm pretty sure you did go once. And then we all ripped you for it. Because we were like, what?
I went to prom in a big suit. Do you know what?
Oh my god, prom was a mess.
Wait. I went to prom in a huge suit, and it was you guys that told me to buy it. I was like, I think it's too big, guys. I don't think I should get this one. And you guys were like, oh, it's great. It looks great, mate. You should get that one. Just get it and let's go.
No, we went there. You didn't buy it.
Yeah, it was. It was in Asda.
You don't know me.
I remember it.
Asda. We got it from Asda.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Dream big. Prom is another cringe-ass story for another episode.
Why don't you just go into it now?
Because it's, I want to save all the cringe ones. Or like a list of them. Oh.
They're just carrots.
Oh, right. I thought they were dicks.
No, they were carrots.
Alright. Have you got up any dating statistics? This is the whole episode.
I did, but
I think we've talked like five
I don't.
Minutes.
I think they were bullshit. It was saying like 40% of dates are killers or something. I was like, that's
what?
Bullshit. Yeah.
Wait, the women or the men?
Didn't say.
Oh shit, man! We'll find out. I don't want to freaking die.
That's so bullshit. That's not.
True. I don't want to die unless it's the last stand.
Oh, I have something I want to talk about.
Oh, here we freaking go.
No, it was cool. It was a documentary I watched. And it was a GoPro documentary.
It was a serious thing you wanted to...
This is it.
Oh, right,
it's
okay.
Not that serious. It's just like, it's not like trench.
I said, was it R serious or was it normal people serious? And you said normal people serious. So I got all hot and sweaty. Because, like, shit, he's going to bring up something I've done.
Yeah, it's not like there's no consequences. It's just like...
Yeah, so it's R serious.
Let me just tell you about
it. Okay, go on.
Right, so I watched a documentary on GoPro.
Blah, blah, blah.
I highly recommend it. It was interesting.
Is that the end of the story?
Almost. Almost.
This better be good. This better be
good. It was about... this guy who lives in Mexico, and he's been searching for the world's largest cave. Tickle your fancy?
No.
Why not?
What, is that the end
hang
of the
on,
story?
Hang on, no, I'm telling you.
Okay, we'll fucking finish
right.
It then.
So, right, this guy's name is like Robbie Schmitten or something. He's a German. And he's lived in Mexico. Shut the fuck up.
This is like a 30-second story, hurry up.
He's lived in Mexico for like 17 years or something, really. He's been ages. And he works at his day job as a diving instructor.
Right.
And in his free time... he's been, like, mapping out an underwater cave.
Oh, is it one of those people who goes in the snorkel underneath the cave? I mean, in the cave, which is underwater.
Yeah.
Sack that.
I was watching this documentary. Hang on. It is so scary what he was doing.
Yeah.
I've done diving. I can dive. I've got a qualification. The number one rule is... actually, the number one rule is not don't hold your breath. But the second rule is don't get anything like above you. Like, you're not supposed to go in overhangs or caves or anything like that, because it's like, obviously you can't get to the surface. So it's like, the whole thing is down there. And they were showing the footage. He was down there by himself. He put like the GoPro camera on his air tank. And he was filming himself. And he wasn't even able to swim. It was literally, he was crawling for this tiny space.
Oh my god, that's me. That actually makes me feel a bit...
it was so scary. And then he was just...
I am so claustrophobic.
But wait, he's been doing this for 17 years. And he's mapped out basically the Yucatan Peninsula, which is
Yucatan.
It's this thing.
What, the one in
this,
blue?
This huge one here.
Right, so South America.
It's a peninsula. No, it's in Mexico, mate. It's a peninsula about the size of England.
South of America. Boom. It's pulled it back.
It's freaking Mexico, mate. Central America.
All right. Wait, no, you're pointing.
The Yucatan Peninsula, you retarded. Frickin' South Mexico.
Why is Brazil connected with USA there?
I can't see. We're gonna have to delete this from the vlog. Oh, it's just, it's not, it's just,
Islands.
It's just Caribbean island.
Alright, okay.
Yeah, the Yucatan Peninsula is basically underneath it. Have you ever seen those, like, large bowls on Facebook, like, pictures, where it's, like, a cave in the ground?
Oh my god, yeah, you get those people who are, like, jumping into
Yeah, they look really cool.
Jesus So basically, Christ.
He finds those, and then dives down, and he's been over 17 years connecting all the dots with a little piece of wire, measuring everything up.
Why?
By himself. For 17 years, and he's got to spend in these tiny little caves.
What's the point?
To find what he's trying to do is connect the caves so that it's the world's largest cave. And there's other reasons as well, like, probably more important reasons is, because of the limestone, it's easily, the limestone is very thin where the water runs through. It like erodes away the limestone from the underneath, and people are building on top of it, so things are like collapsing into the cave, and it's destroying like old Mayan ruins and stuff like underground that they're trying to protect.
And it's also we always destroy freaking.
It's also having an effect on like the water supply, because that's where they get their reservoirs and stuff.
I did see I can't remember what it was, but it was this guy, he was like, he had to take off the tank off his back.
Yeah, that's...
To push it through the cave.
That's what this was, yeah.
But he was like, it was like to the point where he wouldn't have been able to get back, because the angle that he was squeezing through.
It was like this,
and it was just like, why?
But he
had kids, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like, Jesus, man.
It was so scary. But, like, watching it was really interesting because, like, no one's been down there. It was, like, I mean, everywhere's been explored on this planet now that hasn't. Like, it was genuinely, like, frontier, really scary, but actual first people ever seen.
Because a lot of those caves can, like, just, like, collapse.
Yeah.
Quite easily.
He was showing off loads of really cool Mayan stuff, though. Like
in the caves?
Yeah, like those pottery and things that had never been touched.
In the caves?
Yeah. They were underwater in the caves, and you'd find, like, a Mayan pot that was... It's, like, 2,000 years old, and it's immaculate. Like, completely untouched. And they were having trouble with, like, the ground, because people are building on it. It's just destroying this stuff. And it's, like, it's, you know, it's... piece of that history, like, it's extremely rare to find things that well preserved, and they're just destroying it for nothing.
Shit, man. Well, they're doing that loads everywhere, aren't they? Especially freaking ISIS, frick.
Oh, that's not talking about ISIS.
I'm sorry, I'm just saying, I'm not gonna talk about it. I'm just saying, bro. Do you know when people say, oh, I think we should move house? And then I just look at them and go, mate, the planet's spinning and the planet's hurling through space. You are moving house.
This is why I'm going to kill Ben. Shitty comments.
Man. I hope I die before you get to do it. No. Die in a last stand, though, before you get to kill me.
No.
I don't know whether I'd prefer you to kill me, though. I think it'd be really funny.
I'm gonna put on the Interstellar song and just kill you. Stalk you and kill you.
Interstellar is an amazing movie.
Oh, should we read
it? Let's review it! Interstellar is absolutely one of the dog's bollocks. On films, I cry 3 times every time.
Yeah, we've seen it twice.
Even in front of Gaz, I cried, and I put the pillow up next to my face so he couldn't see me, and he leant round and saw my face, and I was kind of embarrassed, but I was so immersed in the actual film.
Yeah,
it's an amazing film.
We watched.
My dad watched it. He was like, he's the biggest crybaby. He didn't cry once. I was like, what are you jeffing on, mate?
How did you not cry?
No, there's 3 really emotional bits in that movie. think if you get space and then a family breakup combined, that just sets me off.
Yeah, space is cool.
Yeah. It's so cool, man.
Let's talk about the Pluto satellite.
What about it?
It's cool.
I don't know shit about it.
How did you not, like, hear about this?
I don't know, I just...
We were posting it in the group chat for, like...
Wait, yeah, you're talking about the photos of Pluto?
Yeah, so...
Right, can I be honest a second?
What?
I thought they did that, like, 20 years ago.
No. That's the thing. 20 years ago, actually, I think it was, like, 14, they set the satellite off.
Really?
Yeah.
No freaking way. That's so cool.
It's literally taken all that time. And it was like last year that it finally got there. But...
Wow, it takes that long.
Yeah, it's really effing far. And it was travelling. It was travelling like 30,000 miles an hour as well. And it took that long.
For like 14 years.
Yeah, that's like, it was so cool that they got it there.
Wow. That's awesome.
But they've put things on the satellite, because it's now going into deep space.
Yeah.
They put things on the satellite, so if someone finds it, they'd be able to, like...
Earth is here.
I don't know if they've put a map to Earth. They have
is
put
things... Is that a
things...
good idea or a bad idea?
I don't know.
I would say that was a good idea.
Like, I think it would be cool,
for...
yeah.
Like,
I think if we're going to doom our planet, that's a good way to do it. Why not?
Yeah, like, why
be
not?
Like, yay!
It'd be better than us killing ourselves.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, because I spoke to, what's his name? Dave. Yeah, you don't know him. But I spoke to him. I actually spoke to him about this, and he said it's a terrible idea.
Why? What were his reasons for this being a terrible idea?
He said, if you've got a satellite hurling through space... And he basically said, how much of space can we, observe, right?
Right.
Right, we can observe barely anything. So he's saying you basically just launched an asteroid out into space with where it came from and who sent it. So if that asteroid basically, I'm sure it would break up anyway if it went into an atmosphere. But basically his point was, if you went into an atmosphere, hit a bunch of aliens, and they'll go, motherfuckers, they just sent this over here. And they're going, we're a weird bitch.
Is that actually his reason?
Yeah, he genuinely said that. I was like, why would we send a satellite for a start as like a weapon? And then two...
That's like a very small picture... kind of view on the I guess that is a possibility.
Yeah.
I guess.
And he was like, yeah, that's a possibility.
But like, that's the chances of that happening. Jesus.
Yeah,
like,
so freaking slim.
That is the smallest chance of that happening.
But that's was his reason. He was basically saying there's probably, if aliens can get to us, they probably want to they're probably going to find our planet and be like, wow, it's an amazing planet. And these things... Cause
it's an amazing planet for us.
By definition, we are like a cancer on this planet.
Oh, do we have to talk about
that? Oh, sorry, man, but I just had to say it because this was his point. This is the only thing I'm going to say. By definition, we are, right? So we're destroying this planet. So, and if you look out into space and there's not that... By what it looks like so far... There's not that many planets are habitable. So if an alien species is coming through space and they see a habitable planet, which is...
Yeah, but what is habitable? That habitable, but because that is... This planet is habitable for us.
Let's not say habitable again.
Okay, but it's live-honorable. It's live-honorable by us because we've evolved here.
Yeah.
An alien's probably gonna not...
Oh, shit, man. It's basically an hour.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Wait, I was onto something.
Okay, go on.
Right, so... It's not habitable by aliens, it's habitable by us. That's the problem we're having when we're looking for other planets to live on, is they're not suited for us. Even like a slightly different gravitational pull on the planet or something can have major effects on us. Like, it can have affect our bone structure and the things. Like, it's...
Yeah.
It's, there's so many variables. Well,
that's why they've just recently... Oh, shit, I forgot his name. But they just sent that astronaut guy out to live in space for a year to see the effects of space on his body.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be messed up
and like, when he gets back. I've heard
and
stories.
He's got a hot wife, so what an idiot. Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
I've heard stories of people that come back, like astronauts that always come back, and they say when they first touch down,
bone density it's is depleted. The
worst feeling.
Yeah.
They feel sick and ill, and like, they were comparing like Russian astronauts to American astronauts. American astronauts have to like put on a show, they have to wave at people and go on camera and stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas Russian astronauts just like lie on the floor and just be like, oh.
Yeah. What? Yeah, well, I think...
I think it really
I think there's a lot... Well, yeah, there's a lot of radiation up there. I'm not sure... Apparently, every time you fly, you get, like, introduced to a high level of radiation. And apparently that bit, like, high flyers, like, high flyers, people who fly loads...
Yeah, I've heard this.
Yeah, apparently the more...
Pilots are higher risk of getting cancer.
Yeah, getting cancer and stuff like that, but... Jesus Christ, man. Let's leave the freaking...
We're going to end on that.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Oh, shit. We're going to end on that.
We're not supposed to be talking about... We touched on freaking ISIS.
No, we didn't. We're never talking about ISIS. All right. Never.
Let's not talk about shit.
I don't want to be a target.
Yeah, all right. Like, yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Let's not be a target, man.
I'm not even going to say ISIS is great or bad. I'm never...
Let's just be neutral on everything.
I'm not talking about ISIS.
We don't want to make enemies, man. Right, we gotta leave it there.
All right, so we say goodbye.
Right, see ya.
All right.
See ya later, alligator. Bye.